It's podcast 19. Insert witty comment here. Yes, so here we are.
Oh, hello.
That was actually wittier than any of Jared's alleged witty...
Well, you know, I'll try.
...comment intro things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been upstage, Jared.
Yay! Hey.
Finally.
Upstaged and downmarket.
Yeah, I was going to go on about the average age of a combat soldier in Vietnam, and like Spadge said earlier, nobody under the age of... insert random age here would get the joke.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Well, there you go.
But then I'm fairly stupid, so that's fine.
Right, Castle. So, we have an entertaining show lined up, do we? Or in fact, do we not?
We don't have much lined up at all.
Oh, yes, it's good.
Do we?
We have things to talk about.
Things to talk about.
Yeah.
Things to make and do.
Yes, because I think Stott was going to talk about the survey, weren't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Where did I put that?
There it is. Have you prepared your notes, Stott?
Right.
Dedication.
Yes, these are... Yeah.
I'll fix the aerial, you has been bird.
Anyway. Yes, these are the survey results from our website as of the 12th of January 2006. There's really not that much interest in there, but...
Which was 2 weeks ago, by the way, folks.
It was, indeed. But here's some highlights. We have...
A cup of tea, that's what we have.
I've got
yes.
a Cronenberg.
She brought me a
it
cup
worked.
Of tea.
It worked! You're going to try the other one now, aren't you?
No,
not on now.
Not now, later. Anyway.
No, only on your knees, bitch.
You're making friends fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Survey start.
Do you subscribe to the RSS feed?
Me, no.
Apparently 71% of people who did the survey do. And 29 don't, so there you go. That's interesting.
So how many is that grossed up from?
That's a total of 28 people answered that question.
Cool! I've had 28 yes. people do the survey.
No, the same person did it 28 times.
Did you, Jared?
Yep.
And you made up different answers every time.
Absolutely.
You sterling clever boy.
Yes.
Oh, we should have done that, shouldn't we?
How many episodes have you listened to? One, say 15%. Six or more, say 85%.
Oh, well, there you go.
We have a loyal following. How often?
Honestly, yeah. Right, instead of wasting time with the survey, why didn't we just ask Ned?
Yeah, we could have done, couldn't we?
We had him on the fucking show.
57% of people listen to it on the computer, and 43% listen to the MP3 on the iPod or other portable player.
I don't think any of our listeners have other portable players. If you do, email in and tell us at spodcast@spodcast.org.
Yeah.
Or send us some audio comments.
So that Jared can read the email along his dual 2 gigahertz G5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is some interesting stuff. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being no confidence and 5 being highly confident, how do you rate the opinions of the host/hosts of this podcast?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no way. That's a stupid question.
For electronics, 4.52. That's not bad.
Ooh.
Entertainment choices.
Out of how many?
Five.
4.5 out of 5 on our choice of kettles.
Yeah.
That rocks.
We're a respected source of kettle knowledge.
Well, this is what I don't understand. It comes down to home furnishings and we get 2.43. Have we ever talked about couches, have we?
Yes. Stuff like that, yes, I'm sure we have. We've talked about cleaning cloths.
It gets worse as well.
We've talked about cleaning cloths and everything.
Pets, 2.87.
Yeah, we talked about pets.
Cigarettes and tobacco, 2.76. I mean, you know, it's just random answers, I'm sure of it.
No, people actually do think about surveys. They try to put the effort in when they do them. It's really quite weird.
It is, it's alarming, isn't it?
What do we score badly on?
Badly? In that list, nothing really.
Apart from home furnishings.
Home furnishings is the lowest. Oh no, sorry. Medical and real estate are 2.13.
Medical and real estate!
Yeah. Anyway.
And we didn't get fuck all on those. We got. Yeah. We actually got a positive response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say, rip his lungs out. Rip his lungs out. Billy Billy. Who cares? He's already half dead. It's not going to make him any worse.
Hang on, medical, we've had opinions on. We weren't on about the spaz.
We did. Yeah.
That's not medical, that's lifestyle.
And we tried to talk about murder ball.
Average overall satisfaction between 1 and 10, where 10 is extremely satisfied, 8.27.
We always leave him satisfied.
Yeah. We've done well.
Yeah. Now wash your hands.
Yeah. That then gets broken down into audio quality, video quality?
Overall audio quality. Us?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. 7.76, so it's not bad.
It's awful.
We have recovered it.
We've got somebody else's results.
Oh, it gets worse. Hosts between 1 and 10. The importance of hosts, 8.75.
Oh? That's the shared server, isn't it?
Well, no, I think they actually mean us rather than the host. Nice thought, though. reliability. New episodes available when promised. Oh, we didn't do so
we didn't
well.
Didn't do
at.
Too well at that. 5.92. We're really quite rubbish. We're sorry
frequency
we missed the last
of new
weeks,
episodes.
By the way.
Yeah. Well, last week.
Not last week. Yeah.
We did the week before.
No, we're
website
not.
Website design gets a bad score.
Oh dear.
5.
We're not at all sorry we missed last week.
Are we? I am.
Why?
Because I had lots to not talk about.
Right.
Anyway.
I was busy at the end of last week, so I couldn't do it. So I'm not sorry. I was busy. Fuck you. If you don't like it, you do my homework.
Okay, or do your own podcasts.
We're getting into the more interesting stuff now. What do you most like about this podcast?
The cock.
Respect. Anyway, this is free text, okay?
Yes.
And I'll read every single one because they're funny. The dudes are like the dudes.
Where
the hell did that come from?
That's Lidowski. We abide.
We are, okay. In fact, right now abiding.
I've just realised my PC's on, so I'm turning it off. I hope it doesn't make a difference to the noise level.
Lovely. Great host interaction. Great host interaction and banter.
Oh, great banter.
Is one of the comments.
That's cool. We like the banter.
Yep. It's funny. Okay.
Yes, that's good. It's good.
Yeah.
What do you most like about this podcast? The hosts.
Aww.
Oh, great.
Thank you very much, guys.
Oh, thank you, listeners.
Warm,
we love
fluffy.
Our listeners.
Thanks, Ned.
Yeah. And I'd love to meet the person who wrote The Colours.
The Colours.
Nice.
Just quickly moving on down these. Letters, comma, rants.
That's got to be Sonic who wants some of that military goat juice, hasn't it?
Yeah.
The conversational tone.
Low.
And then there's a comment, they've taken the hobbits to Isengard.
And then you nearly spit my tea.
That's not your tea.
Oh, yes. Dear.
Content is apparently quite high on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
You can tell we did this before Christmas.
It's witty. It's what? Anyway.
Now, I think that's another typo, isn't it?
Shitty, yeah.
Yeah.
It is amusing and I know the people who do it.
Aww.
Hello, Ned.
Aww.
They're taking the hobbits to Isengard!
Yes, the fact they talk about the things
the
I am into
Guernsey.
As of now.
Yes,
the fact they talk about the things I'm into. Yes, we're very topical.
Very topical.
We are, yeah.
Yes. Loving people, very topical.
For that totally topical taste.
Technical hints and programs, etc.
We try our best.
No script. Script? What do you mean, no script? We work bloody hard on the script. For the 49 minutes
this week. We have a 5-word script, one of which is being scrapped.
Has it? Which one's being scrapped
the
and
first
why?
One.
The first one.
We have the second music.
One. Jared, the second one's dubious as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, comedy of the random chatter. Random chatter?
Yes, that's That's pretty much what we're on about now.
Show right
I'm a bit worried about the next one as well. The amusing byplay between the hosts and Ned.
Thank you, Ned.
Thanks, Ned.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on.
Moving swiftly on.
I have to say that I've opened this spreadsheet in AppleWorks, and it doesn't like the fact there are multiple tabs. So there we go. Right. What do you least like? This interestingly got more comments.
Yes.
Audio quality sometimes sucks, and sometimes it is late.
Thank you, Jimbly.
Being balked for iTunes for a couple of days was irksome too.
That would have been Fred.
That was the same person.
Oh, it's Jimbly Fred.
Yeah. Okay.
Frimbly. Thank you, Frimbly.
Sound occasionally a little uneven.
Well, yes, that's because we're uneven.
Do they mean odd?
I think so.
No, I think they mean that we are volume levels have kind of changed.
Oh, God.
There you go. Someone's ears are now bleeding on the metro.
Yeah.
Stand up and say, blame this podcast, and let all the people who are on the train around you look at you funny.
Okay, let's go with...
He's gone quiet again.
He has. He keeps doing that. I think he's got his partial wireframe turned on.
He has.
Who has?
You has. You're gone silent. Deadly silent.
What partial wireframe?
Not silent enough.
Oh, when you make a really loud noise in your microphone, Skypey must have compensated and turned your volume down.
Yeah, it has.
Ha ha!
Wonderful, they're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Okay.
Yes.
Comment number three. What I least like about this podcast, it's only weekly. Yes. Barely that.
Yeah, the only way...
I don't think I could cope with doing more.
The only way we could make it more frequently than weekly...
Sponsorship.
Would be as if we were to be paid for it, obviously.
Yes.
That's not going to happen.
MacBook Pros will be...
Or if we could record it all in one night and split it up into 20-minute shows and release it throughout the week, which, let's face it, what's the point?
Yeah,
you can do that better yourself. In fact, cut here. And we're back. There you go.
Yeah, let's not be doing that. That sounds like work.
Yeah, too much effort.
Yeah. Okay, what do you least like? The hosts. I think that's the same person who said the host for what they most like as well. Is he back? Is he gone?
Yeah, well, I was on the other side of the microphone for a minute, trying to play around with Skypey.
Okay.
Which really is a streak of piss from the air.
Yep.
What the hell's this about? The mascot and the ad breaks. Hey?
What?
The price. Someone's complaining. Someone's complained about the price. background noise? The background noise isn't background noise, it's just crap equipment.
No, it's stuff like...
It's Jared balancing his dual 2 GHz G5 on his desk.
Yeah, we agreed once an episode, okay? The occasional foray into undirected babble, but that's what makes it good.
That's all we do. I tell you, somebody's filled in the wrong survey. Somebody
yep, they this, this one. Something else. The next two are very good. What's not to like?
What's not to like?
What's not to like?
Aww.
That was from the same person who said, nope, can't remember. This one's good. The damn British people. Yeah, we're the pain, I tell you.
Yeah, it's us damn Brits, eh?
I'm guessing that's somebody from America or something.
Yeah, speaking of Americans, the next person has said the fact that the hosts are missing out on a large target audience by only discussing issues relating to the UK. Well, I don't think that's true.
We discuss things relating to the UK and Europe.
When have we ever...
And indeed, America.
...thing relating to the UK?
BBC News stuff we talk about?
France. It's like the ugly older sister.
Oh, speaking of France, have you heard of this racist thing?
BBC News is international.
Paid for by the British licence fee.
It's the World Service. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. For Brits abroad. Yes. Have you heard of racist soup?
Racist soup.
Racist soup was banned in France today.
Okay. Is that like black soup?
No, what happened was...
White soup?
Green soup? Right-wing fascists, for want of a better word, were giving out free soup to immigrants and poor people.
That's racist.
It was pork soup.
Oh,
deliberately targeting the Jews and Muslims. Oh, no, sorry, it's pork, you don't want this. And they were calling it traditional French soup. I ran a quick survey in the French canteen today saying who's ever had pork soup, and they were going, what the fuck is pork soup? Only they said it in French, of course.
Yeah.
And they were saying there is no traditional French pork soup.
Well, they said it in French or some other dead language.
Yeah. Some other stuck in the 1700s language. And
oh, incidentally, one of the comments is too much profanity.
Oh, fuck that. Sorry.
Spelt with the lesser known single O in two.
Ah, yes, too much profanity.
Too much. Let us head off. Too much profanity. We
Shakespeare listens.
We have to head
to the piss flaps, my friend.
We have to head to much profanity.
Yes.
And people really don't care what they say when they talk about this. No script. The person who said no script about the things they like has said no script ? In the things they don't like.
Ah,
it's bizarre. Oh, we have to stop talking like Mac huggers.
We're not Mac huggers.
No, but we start talking like them apparently.
But Spadge is probably the most vehemently anti-Mac person I know.
Am I?
Oh, and I'd just like to say
no. The most fervently anti-Mac rational person I know. How's that?
I'm not anti-Mac.
Exactly. That's the point.
And apparently we go off on a lot of tangents and don't know when to stop. I try, people. I really do.
Yeah, but no. You try. Yeah. But obviously, it's not going to happen.
I'm rubbish. Right.
Can I just say about the
demographics? No, go on.
About the server. If you don't like it, right, listen to something else. There are other podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
this is. We asked for a survey for a reason.
Spadge, turn your volume up.
Yes.
The I can't turn my volume up. I've tried. Ow, ow, ow.
I have no control.
The
I'm
average...
Like,
yes,
like
we know.
I'm like an old lady dribbling. From all areas.
I'm so glad I've got my plastic pants today.
The average age, and bearing in mind that only 20 people gave us their age or lied about their age, is 28. We have three under 18s.
Oops, sorry. Better clean up the fucking language for the under 18s.
Absolutely. this one's interesting.
This stupid twats wouldn't understand anyway.
Oh, right.
20 men and 2 women.
2 women?
Hello, Megan and Mish, I suppose.
Yeah. I was going to say, hello.
Hello. Meow. Yes. You'll notice
what race do you, this gets interesting. What race do you consider yourself to be? 22 people said white. 1 said other.
Okay. That's the racist. Other. That's the racist soup again. I'm the racist soup.
It is, isn't it? Are you? We also got one person saying they are of Spanish or Hispanic origin.
Yeah, I know him.
This is sad that we know our listeners and can guess who they are by what they're saying.
We've got one person who's got a doctoral degree, but I think they're lying.
No. Mish.
Oh, yes, of course.
Megan.
And Megan, the double doctor.
Yeah.
And it has to be said that I think 5 people lied completely on this particular question.
Go on, then.
What is your household salary?
No,
5 people said $200,000 or over. Anyway.
No, I think that's...
That's not going to be right.
5 people.
Who else can afford
5 people said 200,000 or 8. Well, that's true. What is your employment status? Full-time, 1 person. Oh, no, sorry. Full-time, 10 people. Part-time, 1 person. 4 people temporarily unemployed. That's temporary.
Hi, Ned!
4 students, 1 retired, and 3 others.
You see, I do think that it is possible that one or two of our listeners could be over 200k a year. Independently wealthy, yeah.
Well, yeah, I suppose. If you do, and you feel like sponsoring us,
drop us
an email at Jared?
Spodcast at spodcast.org.
Lovely.
Or just straight into my personal email. I'll take that. Forget the other two. I'll go solo for you.
Oh, here we go. What is your current marital status? 6
just
people
email
married.
Elliot at Rio.
13 never married, and 3 divorced or separated.
Yeah. You see, I think that the demographic is actually quite similar to the demographics of the people who actually record the show.
None of us is 200k plus.
No. Getting there. Trying very hard.
But it's significant.
Oh, where's he gone?
Oh, I think his wireless has just dropped him off the internet. So
oh,
it's going to be a second.
Oh, no, he's still there.
He's still there.
So, yeah, $200,000, did you say?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's only 37.5p.
Yeah.
Okay. Which country do you live in? United States, 6. Australia, 2. France, 2. Germany, 1.
Hang on, 2 in France?
Yeah.
Who the hell listens to me in France? Hello, French people. Bonjour.
Tell us. Tell us. Tell them to email us.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'll get back onto 80,000A and have a word with them, shall
we? One in Norway. Shockingly, one in Thailand.
Oh, shockingly, one in Thailand.
Yeah.
And 9 in the UK.
9!
It's amazing what you can...
Germans.
It's amazing what you can find out if you ask people. How much did you personally spend on internet order items in the last 12 months? $800 plus?
What's
9
that
people.
To do with us?
41%.
It's so that we can aim our demographic messaging.
It's for advertising if we want to get advertising.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, 800...
The place that did this survey is trying to sell us advertising as well.
No, buy me.
Buy you?
Yeah.
How cheap are you,
I'm
then? Okay.
Yeah.
Luckily, everyone answered the first question right, which was, which podcast is this about?
It's not a test. It's not a test, people.
The times they were submitted are quite interesting. You've got 18th of November as the first one.
That was me.
And 9th of January
that
is the last one.
No, I didn't really do that. Should have done
no,
that.
No, I did. I think I did the first one.
I think you probably did.
Anyway, that's...
People...
They're all bunched up the first time we mentioned it. So, survey, go fill it out. Make a difference.
Is it still ongoing?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, keep going. And as more people do it, they'll keep sending us updates on
the kind of listeners we have. I would not be surprised that the $800 internet purchasing is at the low end.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
It's at the low end, because...
Although, it has to be said, how much did you spend on computer software for home use in the past 12 months?
That'll be about 30p.
Seven people managed to say $100 to $199.
Well, yeah, it's BB Edit.
Two people said nothing. Yeah, I suppose it is, isn't it?
You buy yourself a copy of BB Edit and Launch Bar.
You're
that's
done.
You. You're into your numbers.
Let me think.
When did your household last purchase or lease a vehicle?
Jared bought me R-Factor.
True. He did.
What more do I need?
An operating system?
A what?
You get those free with the computer, you fool.
You do. I keep forgetting those stickers on the side that give you your serial numbers.
Yeah.
How often did you attend the movies in the last 3 months? Once a month, say 5 people. Less than once a month, say 10 people. We should start talking about films.
We really... We've never talked about films on this podcast before, have we? Ever?
No,
we've
never.
We've not going to cinemas to the ground on 2 separate occasions.
Yeah, that's not a good question to ask, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
We trash them anyway. That's
cinema 8 times, but only once to see a film. The other 7 times, I was there to burn the motherfucker.
Burn motherfucker.
Okay.
Burn.
Yes.
That's a good song, but it's not.
This is an interesting one. How much of each episode do you generally listen to?
All of it. We have loyal listeners.
Always listen to or watch the entire episode. 22 people.
We have loyal listeners.
Usually just the first 5 minutes, says one person. Thank you very much. That
thanks,
one person,
Jimbly.
That's very nice of you. Yes.
That's someone who likes
the intro is just so good. He likes the intro music, you should release it. Anyway. Should we move on to something else?
Yes.
I'll not save that because I don't want to.
And last podcast, we were asked was going to be your friend who wanted to know when Apple are releasing their new laptops.
Oh, yes.
And my prediction was, after my... Because, I mean, to be perfectly honest, the prediction I made before the last one was mind-bogglingly how on earth did I guess that they were going to do TV shows on the on iTunes? That was bolt from the blue, lucky
Shocking.
Guess. Very, very lucky guess. So I thought I'd follow it on, and I gave the usual prediction of it's going to be new iBooks and the Mac Mini.
Neither of which happened.
So I was completely wrong. And then Apple went and shocked pretty much everybody with the Intel iMac, which nobody, and believe me, nobody was expecting that. And then with the MacBook Pro.
Which looks gorgeous.
I normally do the Mac rants, but for this one, readers, I'm going to give you a special gift. I'm going to pass over talking about the MacBook.
Don't do it.
The Spadge.
Oh! Go on in.
It should have been made of carbon fiber.
Yep.
That's all I can say that's wrong with it.
Damn.
Yeah. It's okay. It's nice.
It is.
It is a remarkable.
So that was a good segment.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I've always said that the 15-inch PowerBook format was the finest, the proper form factor for a laptop. And
yeah.
They've
outdone themselves.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting it.
It's just a shame that it's not made out of some nice material.
Something exotic.
Yeah. Something like titanium or carbon fiber.
I had a titanium one. They're not that great.
No, but they look fantastic.
And the problem with carbon fiber is that you drop it and you have to replace the case.
No. Carbon fiber's really sturdy. People say, oh, it's really fragile. It breaks so easily. So why didn't they make Formula One fucking cars out of it?
They make Formula One cars out of it so that it'll break up rather than, causing big problems.
200 miles an hour? How far are you dropping your fucking laptop?
Oh, 200 miles.
In an hour? Carbon fibre is a really good...
Terminal velocity, guys!
Because perfectly honest, carbon fibre can be used as ablative protection. You know, you drop it, it damages the case, nothing inside gets damaged. Carbon fibre does not block radio waves, so it's really good for your Wi-Fi and your Bluetooth. Your Harold Bluetooth, the Viking Crusader.
What?
Bluetooth, it's named after a Viking Crusader.
A Viking Crusader?
Yes, well, not Crusader, but he
was... I was
going
to say, yeah.
Raider. Viking Raper Pillager bloke. Harold Bluetooth.
From
Raiders of the Lost Pillage.
Yep. So they named Bluetooth after some boat raiding Swede bloke. Or was he Danish or something? But yeah, carbon fiber is really good for that sort of stuff. Probably Finnish with a name like Bluetooth.
They're clearly wrong when they say we go off on tangents.
Clearly. But yeah, anyone who's pondering about whether or not to get one of the new Intel MacBook Pro.
Do it now!
And all these people complaining about. Yeah, and all these people complaining about the change of name. So what? It's no longer called a PowerBook, it's now called a MacBook. It doesn't.
They had to change the name. They had to change the name so that people wouldn't get confused about what was Intel and what wasn't.
Yeah, even though PowerBook predates the PowerPC, maybe it's time to.
Yeah. And that wasn't a big enough change.
Yeah.
But it does make it sound a bit like a Happy Meal, though, doesn't it?
MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
MacBook.
Yeah,
true. Get down to McDonald's and get your MacBook. Anyway.
True, but no,
clowns,
I like it.
Jared. Clowns.
Eek, clowns! I must admit, yes, that Apple really did shock everybody by releasing the Pro 15-inch laptop instead of the iBook everyone thought they would. Kudos and balls the size of church bells. Well, having said that, it's just a laptop race.
Have you got access to the internet, Jared?
I do, yes.
Could you jump onto the 23X forum and read out the bit I said about desirability of the unit?
Why, yes, I shall.
Oh, dear.
Let me just find you, lol internets. Forums.fromly.com view topic. And it's probably exact. That's TV topic. So yes, while I'm finding this, Apple, Intel laptops and the perfect computing. You mean the first post?
No, I think it's last post.
Oh, the last.
Anyway, apple.com for all your Apple needs.
Yes, hold on.
You found it yet?
The chip switch was announced. I said at the time the chips, the marketing, blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's the one you want.
There's a very, 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 very good video of the keynote, should you wish to watch, on the Apple site.
Oh, is this the one about the MacBook Pro is an insanely desirable machine? I hear that each one has a single hair from Chuck Noyes' beard stuck to the CPU with a drop of Vin Diesel's armpit sweat and frotted against To Completion by Kirsten Dunst.
That was it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That's how make a note of
make a note of that URL so we can put it in the notes. Yeah. Who's doing the notes this week?
Me.
That's actually the first thing we've talked about, isn't it?
No.
No, talked about loads of stuff. Keep
we've
up.
Got a handful.
I meant link-worthy stuff.
Yeah.
No, there's plenty. Don't you worry.
Okay, I'm scared now. Good job, I have editorial approval on the notes. Nah.
Mwah.
Mwah. Mwah. Yeah, we must get around to doing that, by the way.
Yeah, so rather than just wibbling on and being too Mac faithful that people seem to accuse us of,
wibbly woo woo.
We should move on to the next item, which I believe is Mars.
Mars.
Now, we're the sitting bars? Here in
Earth
waiting for Spatch to talk about Mars.
Have you been watching Life on Mars?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
isn't it brilliant?
Do you know, I read the description of the TV show when it was, before I'd seen it.
I heard it and thought,
That sounds fucking dodgy. That sounds as good as Blind Justice. Oh, I lost my sight and now I'm... Fantastic. Sounded complete and utter rubbish. But entertaining, like Time Copy, totally goes back in time.
It is, so well done, though.
And yeah, I watched it and thought the first thing that shocked me was, hold on, this is British. Then the second thing, hold on, that's written by the guy who did Hustle and Spooks.
Well, I didn't watch them.
Yeah.
But the trailers made it look a bit, crap.
It's not.
Fuck the trailers, watch the episode.
Yep.
It starts off and you're watching it and you think, oh yeah, modern, generic, cop show, CSI.
Yeah.
It's all flash bang whoosh and it's all lippity ping and lickety split and all of that, and then bang, sudden Donnie Darko moment,
and it's a Sweeney.
It's the Sweeney crossed with Sapphire and Steel.
Yeah,
but it wasn't
Gov,
so much
static in slag
when he says, "All right, Governor."
You know that's the moment. Me too.
It is so self-referential and self-takey the pissy. Brilliant.
And when he arrested that guy and was trying to read him his rights and his boss just jumped on his back and said, "You're nicked!" And it was just perfect.
Just the way they arrest the guy, you just see this fat bloke's fist come out of nowhere, hit the guy in the face, and just the voice goes, "You're nicked!
You're nicked!"
And it's just like, 1970!
It's perfect 70s cop show. Written by someone who's at the peak of his game. A good writer.
It is a really good, well put together show. It's written brilliantly. All the little 1970s details.
Yeah. The cars. The cars are spot on.
The clothes are great.
Yeah.
The people. I used to know people like that when I was.
Where did they get the 70s actors to be in it?
The 70s. Of course.
I know. I keep thinking that girl who's in it, the bit of totty, as someone described, and someone said, "I'm not sure about the bit of totty." And I went, "She's perfect 70s totty. She takes that blouse off, she'll have 70s tits. You know it."
She could have your eye out with those.
Yeah. I mean, it's brilliantly, brilliantly retro in... Yeah, go watch it. Life on Mars. Do not sit around and think, well, maybe it sounds crap, so I'm not going to bother. Just watch it.
Yeah, it sounds crap. It looks amazing.
And I defy anyone to describe it without making it sound cheesy, without using the words, "but it's not cheesy." Because that's the only way you can do it. You describe it and you just go, "oh, God, that sounds rubbish." No, it's good quality TV. And here on this podcast, we know our good quality TV.
We do.
We pride ourselves in it.
That's why we don't ever agree on anything.
Yep.
Okay.
Apart from Life on Mars, go see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, pardon me.
Hey. Yeah. Who wants some music?
Do we have some?
No. You've got a stereo. Go and listen to some. When you come back, we'll still be talking.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. You can all go away now. Welcome back to the Spodcast. That was good, was it?
That was... No, you do the introduction. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's the music side covered.
My God.
Yeah, we decided not to go with music due to the fact that we had the disc skipping issues and we hadn't got them sorted in time for the show due to Stutz's external hard drive working properly.
My drive is buggered.
So rather than risk it, we just thought, sod it.
Yeah.
Anyway, in more unfortunately tied into what we seem to always be talking about news, Disney. Spadge, do you know who Disney's number one shareholder is now?
Oh, what a shockingly difficult question.
It has to be Satan.
It's
can
Satan.
Be no other.
He is now the largest single shareholder
in
Disney.
He always was.
Pardon?
One of his guises or another.
Ah, right. You mean when he was called
Michael? For those
Michael
not in the know, Satan would be Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs would be Satan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, this is a matter of opinion, and we mean no offence, and please don't sue us, Steve.
He's... Now that Pixar's...
If I have to stand up in court and raise the similarities between Steve Jobs and the Haunted One, I'm sorry, but no judge on the planet will turn me away.
No.
You do live in a fluffy world, don't you?
Come on! He's charismatic. His armies are legion.
He has all the good tunes.
He has all the best tunes.
Yeah, he's convinced me.
Yeah. His name's
Yeah, but to
Jobs.
Be fair, you're not a judge.
Come on!
And to really push it all, he's Arabic.
You know, pardon?
Jobs,
you know
Arab.
there is this offensive defamation of character, which is actually quite an expensive thing to do.
Yes.
What?
Defamation of character.
Yeah.
We're not saying anything.
And if he's charismatic,
if
he's charismatic, there's a lot of character to defame, which equals lots of dollars. Shut up.
Yeah, but I do believe that you took umbrage with the fact that I called him Arabic. But he is actually, his father was Syrian.
No, I'm sure he's Arabic. I'm sure he could be. I have nothing
Arab
against
American.
That at all. How does that put him in league with the devil?
Because a lot of
he's
the Christians would say...
He's not in league with
say,
the devil.
He is.
Sorry, how does that make
the
him the devil?
Because they all came from the Middle East.
No, because okay. Everybody keeps saying Microsoft are evil and Bill Gates is the devil. But I'm sorry, but Bill
only
Gates
people
is not
who are stupid.
Charismatic enough to be the devil. He's a lesser demon at best.
He's a geek.
Bill Gates missed the internet. He didn't think the internet was going to be a big deal.
So no, Bill Gates missed his teens as well. So.
Well, yeah, there is that. But Steve Jobs
anyway.
Is a more entertaining person, in my opinion.
It's not like I've come out and said anything outrageous, like, I don't know, Tom Cruise is gay or anything like that.
did you see that? It was funny. I just had the weirdest image in my head. Jared walking down the street, there's a tent on the left that's red with the devil doing comedy,
mm-hmm.
and on the right there's a white one with Jesus doing comedy. I know which one he's going to go for.
Yes. Yeah,
anyway,
straight into the red tent.
Image just popped in my head, I just move on.
It's so easy a choice to make.
Yeah, okay.
He's got all the best tunes, I mean, it has to be said.
I'd have questions for Jesus. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Sod the comedy, tell me this.
There was
well,
the
yeah,
one...
I'd go for the red tent, because at least you know the guy who's like doing the comedy exists, yeah.
Well, you know
well, the concept
Steve...
exists.
Yeah, Steve Jobs could
anyway.
Probably carry a good joke. He is Satan, you are right. I mean, that's the way it goes. In a good way.
So you're saying the devil could carry a good joke in a holy bucket?
Oh, yes.
Who is Satan? Lucifer, yeah? Prometheus.
The Horned One, Beelzebub.
Bringer of fire, bringer of light, Lucifer. How is that an insult?
When we get to the I'll be sure to make sure they explain it to you in
but
words of no
less than... he did bring fire in a wire.
Yes. Bearing in mind that...
Iron Lion Zion.
Bearing in mind that, Satan is as much a part of God's plan as Jesus is.
It depends which part of the Bible you read.
Theologically speaking.
Oh, okay.
His plan is ineffable.
Yeah.
Believe me, you don't want to get me started on a religious track.
No. Well, seeing as Elliot and I are the atheists in the group for a start. Are you agnostic?
I ain't no atheist, I'm agnostic.
Yeah.
I'm still unsure about agnosticism, so I don't know what I am.
Oh, the irony. Yes, wonderful.
Anyway, we're coming up to time. Oh, actually, no, we're not. We've got 10 minutes to go.
Yeah, loads of time. So who reckons that Jobs will be the head of the Disney Corporation in 6 months?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I've hated Disney for so many not gonna happen. Centuries already.
You don't think it's going to happen?
No.
Yeah, I'm so totally prepared to believe that would happen.
He wouldn't, because it's not what he does.
Right.
He'll own a controlling share and he'll have a lot of influence over, but he'll never actually end up running it.
All he does.
Yeah.
Other than stand there being front man for Apple.
Actually, pretty much.
Not like they paid him for it.
Yeah, they just give him planes as a bonus. I'd buy that for a dollar.
They don't give him a plane, they just let him use theirs.
But I do think, yeah, I mean, he's been doing Pixar. I don't think that Pixar will take over Disney per se, because they'll definitely take over the animation. I mean, that's pretty much signed, sealed, and delivered as of today. Disney animation is now called Pixar. The head of Pixar's animation is now head of Disney animation.
I think it's going to be interesting for Studio Ghibli.
Yes, because Michael Eisner was the one behind the raping of the Japanese stuff.
Did you see Jonathan Ross interviewing Miyazaki?
No, I heard about it. I heard about it, though.
He said to him, a lot of people call you a Japanese Disney. What do you think about that? And he goes, I don't like it at all. He says, Disney was a producer. That's my producer, stood over there in the corner.
Yeah.
Anywho.
It was a very, very interesting program, was the Japanese edition of Asian Invasion.
Yeah. I've not seen it, but I've heard good things about it. And, yeah, Disney without Michael Eisner is already a good thing, because Michael Eisner was worse than anything.
Can I go Godwin's for a minute?
Yeah.
He's worse than Hitler.
Oh, God.
Yeah, worse than Hitler. But he was the one in charge of all the draconian copyright redefinitions, so maybe that'll go away a little.
Speaking of which, Google China.
Yes, Google China.
Google.
With censorship.
Censorship, yeah.
And lots of people
Much
are being
outcry.
Up in arms about the fact that they're using censorship and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm
not so sure of, you know.
No.
The argument seems to be that it would be okay if the government was democratically elected. But because they're not, Google should be ignoring them. Yeah, because that works.
Yeah, right.
You can't be American abroad.
No. No, you can't.
Imperialist scum.
Nope.
Do you about the march that Fidel Castro led in Cuba?
No.
All right. Apparently the Americans have set up a giant TV screen somewhere in Cuba that spits out propaganda messages all day about how people should rise up against Castro and overthrow him.
Yeah.
So he led a march with his people towards this building, and while Castro was at the front making a speech, the screen on the back was saying things like, you know, you shouldn't let him lead you, and quoting literature, saying things like, you know, no man is good enough to be in power over other people who haven't put him there.
And
I can't remember the exact quote. I assume so.
It could be
an extreme faction.
Mm.
it just made me laugh that the Americans have this little building in the middle of Cuba, trying to overthrow this guy, and this guy says, "All right, let's go and have a march," and they all follow him.
Yeah.
With his sleeves, I just think that's great.
His sleeves rolled up. Right.
Let's get his fat sorted out. Sweeney style.
He'd obviously like heard about it down the pub and rolled his sleeves up and said, right, come on then.
Well, I should do something about this.
You, me, outside.
Now! Yeah.
Oh, it just made me laugh. Anyway.
The US, what are they called? Tour operators, airline companies, they're boycotting Cuba.
Are they?
Yeah, that's what I've heard in a news flash recently.
Excuse me.
Ow!
Yes?
Hasn't Cuba been under a trade embargo with the US for about 40 years?
Yes, but that doesn't mean you can't fly there from the US.
It also doesn't mean that the US can't...
There as well and everything. That's fine, I suppose.
Yeah, they're allowed to rent buildings and stuff.
That's fine.
You know.
Because that's not hypocrisy at all.
No, of course
no,
not.
That's America.
God bless.
Oh, don't forget our
the
loyal American readers.
Don't discuss American...
There you go,
American readers.
Yeah.
Our American readers.
Listeners, same thing.
Americans can't read.
And I'm... So, yeah...
Obviously, Marison would say at this point, oh, please.
Yeah, it's hard to get a word in.
Oh, and there appears to be a torrent going around of the MotoGP testing in Sepang.
Do you know what there's also a torrent going around of?
Do tell.
A South Park episode.
Oh, yes, there is indeed, isn't there? The one that
watched
one
it.
That alleges,
it is so funny.
Yeah, it does in fact allege that Tom Cruise is gay.
Well, no, it doesn't. It so doesn't. It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It never says it. It never says
it.
Yeah,
it does.
You're not fooling anyone. Come out of the closet now, I think was the quote.
Yeah.
Yes, but he was actually in a closet at the time.
Yeah. Yes, of course it's saying that he's... Yes.
He didn't like it, did he?
No, he didn't. Much like Robbie Williams, he then sued the people that said he was gay.
Scientologist shit.
The Scientologist shit is great. It does make you wonder what Katie Holmes does for a man.
Whatever he pays her to do.
I was going to say, I'm willing to find out.
If a cartoon turns around and decides that she can turn someone gay.
Eh?
Anyway.
Oh, no. Nicole Kidman was a beard. Penelope Cruz was a beard, and now Katie Holmes is a beard and the semen receptacle. She's there to produce Tom Spawn. She's a breeding partner. I mean, allegedly, this is, of course.
Oh, South Park is so wonderfully wrong. But, I mean,
it is good.
Paris
Watch
Hilton
it.
Was game enough to take it.
In South Park.
Yes, and became a star out of it somehow.
Yeah.
She was already on the way, but yeah.
Yeah, but no, South Park's stupid spoiled whore
some,
video.
Some might say she was far gone.
They have been consistently wonderful.
Yeah, good old South Park. Still not lost it.
Yes. And if you're interested in that episode, I believe 23X has something to say about
it. Yes, I do believe there is a link on 23X directly to the torrents, but you can also find it on your favourite purveyors of torrents everywhere, like Bitnova, Pirate Bay, and all the usual... Oh, Bitnova? What the hell's Bitnova?
Bitnova?
That's a good name. Mini Nova.
Register it.
Bitnova.
Has anyone seen Hyperdrive yet?
No. What is it?
It's supposed to be some Red Dwarf's takeoff or something. I've got
Excuse
them sitting.
Excuse me for not being enthused yet. But,
sitting waiting for me to watch them. The other thing that's coming that's supposed to be or is looking quite good is Channel 4 have a series called The IT Crowd coming, which the trailer makes seem quite interesting.
Oh yeah, that sounds like what's it called?
It's sort of The Office. Yeah. It's The Office, but from an IT department point of view.
With the plot.
Yeah. We'll see. It's been trailed for a long time saying coming soon. I've no idea when it's going to arrive.
Attachments just reminded me.
Up behind Jared and say boo.
Oh, God. don't get me started on boo.com. Boo.com is dead. Boo.com is...
No, it ain't. It's coming back.
Stay dead. Stay dead. Stay down. Do not get up.
You don't spend the amount of money that fashionmall.com did on something like that and not bring it back. You just don't do it.
I was
it.
Working in the dot-com boom for one of the largest dot-com companies of the time doing websites. And we saw boo.com. Say again?
Web shops.
Web shops. Well, we were agency.com. We were what was it, interactive management or some equally trite.
Cross
we watching. Had mission statements and everything. We had mission statements and they were all fap. We were run by a salad dodging Korean bloke. And we were agency.com. I joined when it was Online Magic, but we became agency.com London, and we saw Boo happen. And we realized instantly the moment it started, when it was slow on our 1 or 2 megabit connection, which back then in 99 was the bollocks.
Yeah.
Was it 98? Anyway, back then, anyway, it was slow on our connection with all the flash crap. A spinning fucking tennis shoe will not make you rich. And
it made some of them rich.
They were selling.
Did you know they ate away something like $136 million?
170-something.
In a year.
170-something, yes.
Adventure
in
capital.
A year.
Yes, I know people that worked on the site say it was that bad.
And then it closed down in about 2 months.
If you buy if you buy shoes or anything else off Boo.com, when it comes back, you are paying for the failure of the past.
But
they have debts to clear.
This is something you said the other day. Mm. That why would you bring it back? Yeah. The amount of publicity it's going to get when they bring it back, free publicity. Mm. You can't buy it. You cannot buy that.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I'm going to start a company called Third Reich. Third Reich.
Yeah, that would get attention, but it wouldn't be the right kind.
Third Reich.
Boo.com is going to get attention. People are going to see it, and if they do it right, people will buy from it.
No, they won't.
Because of the
they have a track record of not doing it right.
I bet you.
The previous owners had a proven track record. This is going to get so much publicity when it comes out. You'll see that they
bombs.
For a while. It might bomb.
I'm putting
for
money.
A while, they will do
money
okay.
on the nail. I am betting a fiver. Any takers, Stutt?
I don't have a fiver.
Oh, well, fair enough. It will bomb. Boo is an albatross around the neck of the web industry.
Boo the bomb.
The sooner it gets released and folded within 6 months, the better.
Anyway,
so you're,
albatross!
So you're going for cot death rather than stillborn, Jared?
Cot death, yes.
Right.
Less of the comparisons.
Well, the thing is stillborn means that no one wastes money. Cot death means somebody will throw good money after bad, and then worse, and then it'll die. And good fucking riddance, Boo. Miss Boo. They've got to try and bring back Miss Boo as well and watch it die again. Idiots.
I reckon the owners of Betty Boo should buy the domain name.
Yeah.
Anyway. Isn't she back in Tesco's?
It wouldn't surprise me. No, she wrote her own songs, though, which means she's still getting a bit of PRS.
Isn't she back in Tesco's?
What, working behind the counter?
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Or on the fish counter.
Didn't she return to Uber? Didn't she return to her previous low-glamour career after being, and let's face it, brilliant, because Betty Boo rocked.
Yeah.
And was hot. And could rhyme anyway. Window with scandal, and there's not many people who can do that and get away with it.
She's writing songs for Girls Aloud. Make
53 and a half minutes.
She's making money off PRS, left, right, and centre off Girls Aloud.
Tired.
She took time off from pop in 94 to look after her mother. She wrote the single Pure and Simple, which was a hit for Hearsay. And then she released Doing the Do in 2001, and now she's writing material using her real name, Alison Clarkson, and making a killing. Hand over fist. She probably bought Tesco's.
Well, all I can say then is good
for her.
I always thought she was wonderful.
Yep. Betty Boo was all right in my books.
Anyway.
So if you're listening,
Betty,
give us a song.
Some boos are good, some boos are bad.
Apart from the fact she writes crap for Girls Aloud and Hearsay, but it does make her a bit of money. Yeah, it makes a bit of money.
It wouldn't be the first time we played crap music. Devastating.
We ain't playing either of those. Unless you want to email her and ask her if we can play some of her songs.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
now in a band with the bassist from Blur.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right, we should sign off because I'm knackered
and
need sleep.
I haven't even mentioned my holiday in Lisbon yet. I'll have to save that one for next time.
Holiday in Lisbon?
Yes, I think we should.
A shock surprise weekend away in Lisbon.
I was going to talk about my MA meal as well.
Well, there you go. That's loads of stuff for us to talk about next week. Tune in next week, where you can hear about my holiday in Lisbon and Spadge's M8 menu.
M8 meal.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yes, how exciting.
That's us.
Bye.
That's all I've got to say. Bye, Ned!
Bye, Ned! Sportcast.
You've been in here for 30 minutes. What are you doing?
Entertaining and educating.
Well, why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?